So as a result of this hypothesis, we now have a trial underway at UCLA on our network looking at Faslodex Herceptin, and I think that may be a very theoretically appealing way to go. And I have had some patients on that regimen before the trial opened at UCLA who were still on it, you know, many months later. So I have anecdotally observed activity of that combination in my own practice.
What have we learned about the mechanism of how fulvestrant works? Chemically, it looks like estrogen. So what does it actually do once it gets inside the cell?
Well, it binds to the estrogen receptor and alters the conformation of the receptor in such a way that it sets it up for ubiquitinization and degradation in the proteolysosome. So if you measure the estrogen receptor before and after exposure to fulvestrant, what you find is that it's gone after exposure to fulvestrant. The cell just degrades the receptor as a result of this altered conformation that's set up by binding of the pure antiestrogen fulvestrant.
It's funny, as you said that, I was just thinking about the idea of taking out the trash.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, sort of emptying like the recycle bin.
It takes the receptor and throws it in the trash can to be picked up and taken away.